The Contemptuous Case of Tommy Robinson, by James Dalton. I enjoyed the morning walk from St. Pancras Station on the 1st of August 2018. The contemptuous case against Tommy Robinson, his swift conviction and imprisonment for contempt of court whilst reporting from Leeds Crown Court, was coming to a climax, for now, and the hearing of his appeal was beginning as I ambled to an engagement at a leisurely pace, forsaking the tube in favour of the sights, sounds and smells of London streets. Something is wrong. There is an imbalance. Opinion is divided. Protests, banners, and incredulity at the treatment of Tommy Robinson by the police and the courts have been expressed not only on the streets of England, but also in the talk shows and social media platforms from all over the globe for over a month. To use the modern trend of lexicon, expression and hashtag representation, #FreeTommy was trending, worldwide. The incredulity, the contempt, the surprise as voiced from the perspective of the outside observers from Canada to Australia, Israel to the USA. It was an issue of basic freedom, or in this case the state-sanctioned denial of freedom, that was the surprise. England, the land of Magna Carta. England, the land of common law. England, the land of fair trials, fair play, and here was a man who was arrested and convicted within a five-hour window. In May 1, and June 2, I offered my views on the clear injustice that I perceived in the case and the implications for our basic liberties. The divide? - There are many voices who, since the imprisonment of Tommy Robinson, have opined with relish that he'd been locked up. Our establishment politicians will tell us how well the system worked. We should at least be thankful that the Lord Chief Justice who ruled on the case demonstrated and upheld with honor the foundational principles of justice, and to those who cried on Tommy Robinson's denial of basic liberty, hurrah, and he shouldn't have broken the law, and it serves him right, and to those who shrugged their shoulders and thought nothing of it, I implore you to read the damning ruling of the Lord Chief Justice. 3. Something is wrong. Very wrong. Despite the ruling, liberating Tommy Robinson, a visibly lighter man, to return to his home and family, a real injustice has been perpetrated, as ruled by the Lord Chief Justice, not my opinion. An Englishman, not just any old Englishman, appears to have been the victim of a targeted weaponized legal system, WLS, which each and every one of us should be concerned about. A political prisoner. Tommy Robinson is the subject of a war of ideas, and our common law and instruments of it have been shown to be abused. The people must consent to its police and courts. What powers have our representatives in Parliament, entangled with foreign actors, gifted to our institutions of state to persecute an individual? Why are the reactions and commentary from the BBC and other major media outlets, and politicians and the left continuing to defend and justify their previously expressed views that Tommy Robinson deserved to have his liberty denied? Ezra Levant, a conservative Canadian reporter for Rebel Media, a former employer of Tommy Robinson, focused on the events of the day and the ruling and gave his report via social media. 4. If this can happen to Tommy Robinson, it could happen to your son, daughter, brother, mother, if they were to speak out about uncomfortable truths. The use of the law by state institutions to persecute individuals, rather than uphold their rights under our ancient and widely lost constitution, is a symptom of our cultural memory loss. He who controls the past controls the future. He who controls the present controls the past. George Orwell, 1984. We forget our past at our peril. Our children should be taught of the history and prehistory of the United Kingdom, its constituent countries, its peoples, its bequeathed constitution, and our precious common law. I continued my walk down from Trafalgar Square. Life goes on as normal in London. People going about their business, the streets populated by countless tourists looking around, taking photographs and gathering in numbers at the gates of Buckingham Palace. I'd walked down the Mall, past Buckingham Palace toward my eventual destination to listen to and share ideas with compatriots who also seek to serve their country and uphold our foundational values and liberties. The even bigger story is that which lies behind the injustice meted out to Tommy Robinson in the imposition of excessive fines and illegal and cruel punishments. That is the story of thousands of vulnerable girls and boys who have been the victims of degenerate violent sexual and psychological crimes, crimes which have defined and permanently shaped and affected their lives as highlighted in government reports 5, 6. We should be reminded that, to all our shame, these crimes continue to be perpetrated widely and our institutions do not have the strong, determined, righteous and organized political support to do what is right, ruthlessly tackle the problem, enforce the law and protect vulnerable children from serial offenders. Can it not be seen that the contemptuous case of Tommy Robinson is a classic example of shooting the messenger? To withdraw the poison from the veins of our common law, to heal the open totalitarian injury to our liberties laid bare by the facts of the Tommy Robinson case requires a positive, dramatic, yet achievable change. We at the Democrats and Veterans Party have a plan to empower the people in effecting that change through direct democracy, and the plan is described in our manifesto, 7. Consider it, and if you want to be part of that change, join us and help us make it happen. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. dvparty.uk.